Polish government to Breitbart, big tech's cancel culture is Bolshevik, not democratic. By Oliver J.J. Lane on February 2, 2021. Cancel culture aims to make people afraid to express their opinions, and big tech is working with the far left to promote this environment, which has more in common with the methods of Soviet Russia than modern democracies, a Polish government minister has told Breitbart London. Sebastian Kalita is Poland's deputy minister for justice and the man tasked with shepherding a new law meant to give protections to Polish citizens from censorious and overpowerful Silicon Valley big tech firms. He told Breitbart London that Poland has real concerns about cancel culture and is legislating against it. Kalita said that while the worst excesses of political correctness has yet to be felt in socially conservative Poland, his government was watching developments elsewhere, including where political correctness had developed into a full hard left culture, with concern. Kalita made clear that Poland's 50 years of living under Soviet communist occupation and then rule had left the nation cautious about modern developments in censorship. Something he said other nations which had never suffered under communism appeared to be blind to. He said, "The pressure from the far left has developed from soft political correctness into a much harsher phase, that of cancel culture. It is very worrying, and is more reminiscent of Bolshevik standards than democratic ones." Observing the dangerous path that many Western countries are now walking, Kalita offered a lesson from Poland's recent past when re-education camps were the norm for deviants and those who criticized the prevailing orthodoxy. He continued, "Cancel culture aims to make people afraid to express their opinions. The signals from the left are clear: if you do not agree with us and you criticize us, the system we have created will not only get you fired, but it will also limit your access to certain services and products." Ultimately, Kalita said, the neo-Marxists calling the shots within cultural institutions like the mainstream media and Silicon Valley were using methods which are closer to those of Soviet Russia than social democracy. He cited the case of now cancelled, but until recently the most successful author on earth, J.K. Rowling, as an example of the power of that cancel culture, noting simply, "Slowly but surely, the revolution devours its own children." The comments to Breitbart London come as Kalita and the Polish government introduce a new law to protect Polish citizens from censorship at the hands of the remote Silicon Valley elite. Under the new plan, Poles who found their accounts and posts blocked, deleted, or limited for messages which offended big tech morals but which did not fall foul of Polish law could appeal for redress. Poland's prospective parliament-appointed free speech board could demand social media networks reinstate the accounts of wronged Poles. Poland could levy fines of up to 50 million zloty, $14 million, per offense in cases where they refuse to comply. Ultimately, he explained, freedom of speech needs to be defended from censorship.